Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today's gospel for Mark comes immediately after the story of the rich man who comes to Jesus and asks what he must do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus has a conversation with him, and in the end it's that he needs to give everything away and follow the Lord. And then Jesus continues after this man has left, and he's speaking to the disciples, and he says that it's very hard for us to be saved. And then that's where today's gospel picks up. And it says, Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." And I'm struck by this response of Peter, right after seeing this rich young man, hearing that he's followed the laws of the Lord, and how Jesus is asking him to give up what still is kind of attaching his heart to temporal things, right, to his material possessions. And Peter is then hearing Jesus talk about how difficult it is to be saved, and so he has a very reasonable response. And there's almost like a question in what he's saying. And it's, "Lord, we have given up everything to follow you. Most of us weren't even wealthy to begin with, but we've given it all up for you." And there's almost like this underlying question of, so will we be saved? Are we good? Have we done enough? Or maybe even, what's our reward? Because we are doing what you told the rich young man to do. Is it sufficient? And Jesus, in his response, is emphasizing that these sacrifices that they've made aren't going to be overlooked, right? How they have given up their jobs and their stability, and they left the people that they loved, and they have followed Jesus on this path, that because they've done this for the Lord's sake and for the sake of the gospel, that not only do they have eternity to look forward to, where they will be satisfied and fulfilled, but also Jesus says that he's going to return that back to them in this present age. There's no one who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. And I think that that at least causes me to consider, how is that possible? That the things that I've given up in following the Lord, that he can give those back to me 100 times here on earth. Or looking at the lives of the saints, some of the martyrs or some of the saints who lived lives that were marked by great sacrifice and great trial. Like, is that true? Did the Lord return to them 100-fold, not only in eternity, but here on earth? And it kind of made me think about a homily that I heard our bishop give at a graduation mass a few days ago. And he was talking about, so he went through and he asked all of the priests that were present, what did they want to do when they were graduating high school? And then did they achieve their goal? And so some of them, it was, yes, like I got the degree that I wanted, and then I went into the field that I had hoped to. And others, the answer was yes, because like they wanted to be a priest when they were graduating high school, and then they became one. And then others, it was no. Like, maybe they got the degree, or maybe they didn't even get anywhere close to doing the thing that they hoped to do. And then the bishop was sharing how if we follow the Lord, he maybe won't fulfill all of these desires or all of these things that we're hoping for. But he said, you will be happy if you follow the Lord. And it kind of makes me think that when Peter and Jesus are having this conversation, that Jesus is emphasizing that all of the sacrifices that we make in pursuit of the Lord will be worth it. And he's going to repay us, but it might not be exactly in the way that we hoped. It maybe wouldn't be through a grand home or many more, like 100 more brothers and sisters or 100 more fathers and mothers, but rather that by entering into relationship with the Lord, these things that we were attached to, he will generously respond to our sacrifices in such a way that, yes, they were real and true sacrifices, but his generosity will make us say, yes, like all those sacrifices were worth it because, Lord, you fulfill me in a far greater way than those smaller things or people that I was attached to. This gospel also makes me think a lot about the families of religious sisters and brothers. And I have religious vocations in my immediate and my extended family. And I always feel like, well, a lot of people apply this gospel passage to the religious themselves. It's also very applicable to the family, right? Who are giving up brothers or sisters or children for the sake of the yes that this person in their life is saying to the Lord. And while they don't have a lot of control over what the response is to the Lord, and hopefully they always desire the people that they love to say yes to whatever the Lord asks of them, this passage was always reassuring to me because the sacrifice that I make from my family, that the Lord promises that he will repay me for this sacrifice. Not that it's owed to me, but because he's generous. That he'll give these relationships back to me in a new and transformed way. And that it won't just be something that I look forward to in eternity, although there's a reality to that, that only in eternity will there be this complete fulfillment of all of our desires. But also that the Lord desires to give something new back to me today, right now, in this present life. And that it's not something I can fully expect. It's maybe not even what I think I really want, but it's something that will fulfill. So I hope that we are able to say with Peter that we have given up everything and followed the Lord, and that there's nothing that's holding us back from this authentic pursuit of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the ways that you are asking us to enter into deeper union with you through the sacrifice of people or things, hopes or desires. Lord, we ask that you will continue to move and work within us and allow us to continue and to say a deeper and deeper yes to everything that you have in store for us. We ask that you would remove from us anything that's preventing our total yes to you, and that you would help us to follow you each and every day. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.